Get ready for your dose of marketing strategy and tactics from entrepreneurs with the experience and know-how to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Tradigital Academy with your host, Joe White.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Trud Digital Academy podcast, and I'm your host, Joe White. Today we're going to be talking about seven Google ad hacks that will crush it in 2019. So I recently had to do some 2019 paid media planning for several of our clients, and what came out of our meeting was nothing short of genius. After running thousands of paid media campaigns across Google and other platforms, we have learned the formula for success. At the same time, we want to make sure we are not staying stagnant in our tactical marketing execution. And that's the mindset that we used when we approached our 2019 media planning. If you're doing any type of media planning for Google Ads in 2019, then you need to be aware of these highly effective and widely underused tactics. Keep in mind that this is not a full list of all the available tactics that we have strategized for our clients. We did take the most effective hacks and compiled this list that we feel will best help you crush it in 2019 with Google Ads. Hack number one, device targeting and reports. One of the things we do really well at Red Wagon is set up campaigns in a way that we can track, analyze, and optimize them to make better decisions. Device reporting is one of the most important tactics you can leverage in Google Ads, and it will have a dramatic impact on your cost per acquisition. How people access Google and how they behave on different devices is critical to understanding campaign performance. Here's a pro tip. When we set up campaigns, we typically will duplicate a campaign and make it specific per device. This helps us keep our data integrity. It's easy to review, and it also allows for us to dedicate a specific budget to that specific audience. Hack number two, location targeting and reports. Once you tackle your device targeting, you will want to look into your location targeting. Most likely you will see that you have had impressions and even clicks from outside of your targeted area. This is a very common occurrence and highly overlooked area of paid media managers. Google does record location data on where every click and impression comes from, but if you want the ability to adjust bids, then you need to include every area you want to target specifically in your location targeting prior to running your campaigns. There are three types of reports: location, user, and per store reports. Under location geographic reports, you will see the physical and geographic region users are seeing your ads and how they engage with them. You can look at these reports per campaign, which makes these reports very useful and helpful tools to deduce what works and what doesn't. And here's a pro hack. Exclude every country and state that is outside of your service area. There may be some instances where you won't want to do this, but for the most part, if you want clicks and visitors from a specific geographical region, then you need to exclude other areas and change who can see your ads under the settings tab in each campaign. Hack number three, click to call ads. Do you want to start making your business's phone ring? That's the intention of these ads, and click-to-call ads are special ad types. And click-to-call ads are special ad types that can start driving calls right now. These are typically ran on mobile-only campaigns and do a great job at driving targeted phone calls. Service-based businesses really benefit from this ad type and campaign setup because it can generate instant inquiries and sales opportunities. Hack number four. Budget optimization changes. Google Ads has several different types of bid strategies for their campaigns, like target CPA, target ROAS, maximize conversions, enhance cost per click, maximize clicks, manual CPC bidding, target search page location, target outranking share, CPM bidding, and VCM bidding. I'm not going to go into each one in detail. However, I will say that testing different bid strategies out per campaign is a smart idea. The bid strategies we like to test against each other are enhanced cost per click, maximize conversions, manual CPC bidding, target ROAS, and target outranking share. These work for the majority of our clients. However, these are not an end-all be-all for testing out strategies. We use all of the bidding strategies, but you have to understand when you want to deploy these different bidding strategies based upon your client's marketing goals. The ones above help drive lower cost leads and product sales, but if you're looking to just get your brand and message out there without a hard KPI such as a lead or a purchase, then the other bidding strategies may be more effective for you. Hack number 5, display lookalike audiences. Have you heard of lookalike audiences? It's been a pretty effective tactic and all-around generalized buzzword in our industry over the last few years. If you haven't heard of them, I'll give you a quick rundown. Lookalike audiences are built upon email lists, typically lists of your past clients. Then this data gets uploaded to Facebook or Google, and you can create an audience that looks like your past converters or sales. Our fifth hack is not lookalikes in Facebook, which you might have been thinking. No. Instead, this is a lookalike audience in Google Ads. This is only available as a display campaign right now. So click-through rates are much lower and conversion rates are much lower than typical search or paid social campaigns. This is still at the heart of the campaign, a display campaign meant to drive awareness. The hack here is that you can drive people to your site, product, or service very inexpensively, while only targeting people that are most like your past clients. Once you can drive people to your site through the campaign type, you need to nurture this new audience, and you can do that by remarketing through paid social, paid search, and native advertising. Hack number 6, Gmail ads and Google Maps. Gmail ads are under the promotions tab in your Gmail. These are effective ads for branding, lead nurturing, and lead generation. You have a lot of targeting options when it comes to Gmail ads, and you can target keywords found within a user's email that match your product and service, which is a really interesting hack many advertisers are not engaging in. Hack number 7 is ad scheduling. Once you have taken all these hacks and integrated them into your business, it's important to dive deeper. Take a look into your ad scheduling. It's possible you are wasting money on hours and times that are not effective for your business. And here's a bonus hack for you. Our last tip is adding assisted clicks as a column in your campaign's performance reports. Assisted clicks show you if someone searched a different keyword before searching a different one, clicking and completing an action. This is highly important in campaign optimization because if you pause a keyword that is assisting another, then you could be cannibalizing your paid media campaigns. At the end of the day, if you take these steps and run with them, we are very confident you will be on the road to crushing it in 2019 for Google Ads.
This session of Tradigital Academy has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best marketing courses available. We will see you in class next time, right here in Tradigital Academy.